From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
My name is Seb Sternick. I'm joined by the cricket badger, James Butler. We're looking ahead to tomorrow's IPL action between Royal Challengers Bangalore and Sunrisers Hyderabad. James, what do you think of that game?
It's a really interesting game, Royal Challengers Bangalore. A star-studded outfit, Kohli, Gale, De Villiers. It's a team absolutely packed with world-class talent, and they've been absolutely rubbish so far in this competition. They've won two of their seven games, and yeah, it is a real struggle for them. Basically, no team's qualified for the latter stages with fewer than seven wins in the competition. The top four go through to the semi-final knockout stages, slightly more complicated than the semi-finals. But so RCB have it all to do. And they're playing in this game a Sunrisers Hyderabad side who are playing really good. Defending champions, they've had a couple of wobbles, but Sunrisers have looked the real deal again this season. The batting revolves around David Warner, and also their very, very good bowling attack, and it's a good balanced side that Sunrisers had. So RCB really have it all to do in this one. They can't afford too many more mistakes in this competition, otherwise they're just going to be playing dead rubbers and playing for other teams' points. So RCB at 4-5. If you look at it on form, then they shouldn't be favourites for this. They're playing at home, but that hasn't really helped them so far this season. And Sunrisers Hyderabad should quite comfortably get through to the final four and get through to the playoffs. So at even money, you'd have to say on the outrights, the Sunrisers are the bet. Having said that, this IPL has just thrown up kind of twists and turns all the way through it. It's a T20 fixture where one man can basically blitz a quick 100 and effectively win the game on his own. So the odds, I've been staying away from the outrights so far in the IPL and been trying to seek value further down, and I guess that's where we'll go next. The enhanced odds on this match are quite interesting. You get obviously three for each team: Bangalore to score the most sixes and win 6-4, Kohli to be their top bat and RCB to win 92, Tymon Mills to be the top RCB bowler and Bangalore to win is a 6-1 shot. If you fancy Bangalore, the one there I'd go for is Kohli, because he is the best batsman in the world at the moment in all forms of the game. If he gets in, he stays in, and he can make any team sweat and run around in the field. So those prices of 9-2 on Kohli to be the top Bangalore bat and Bangalore to win, I think is a really nice one. You obviously eke out a bit more value there than the 9-4 just on him being the top RCB batsman. So that's an enhanced odd that I quite like. On the other side, for Sunrisers, for them to score the most sixes and wins, a 5-2 shot. Warner is their main man in this competition. He tends to top score. If you fancy Sunrisers, that again is a really good play. 9-2 for him to top score and Sunrisers to win. And Kumar, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, is the top Sunrisers bowler, and Hyderabad to win is 11-2. He's the top wicket taker in the competition at the moment. He was last year as well. He's a very, very fine bowler in T20 cricket. So if you fancy Sunrisers, those two enhanced markets I think are really good too.
As you say, Virat Kohli is such an important person and a player for the RCB. If he doesn't come and show up, who do you think needs to step up?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the rest of the batting there, AB de Villiers is my favourite cricketer in the world. If I could be anybody else for 24 hours, it would be him. Just experience hitting it like he does, because he can play ridiculous shots in a T20 match, and he's really good value there at 3-1. He's coming in a bit further down the order, so the danger there is that if the likes of Gale and Kohli fire at the top of the order, he gets less of a hit and therefore less of a chance to get that top score. But the way RCB are batting, you'd think he'd be probably in the first three overs. They were rolled out for a mere 49 against Kolkata Knight Riders the other day, and KKR, very good side. But after bowling them out for 131, everybody was saying RCB are the real play here, and they just withered and died in that game. So they've got not a lot of confidence coming into this game. De Villiers has been out a little bit with a back injury. He seems to be fit again. 3-1 on him. If I was going to pick any of these, it would be De Villiers, because he just makes my mouth water. He's just a ridiculous talent. Chris Gayle has been very hit and miss in this, but if he's hit, the 3-1 on him is a very good price, because he doesn't need to stay in very long at all to actually get runs, because he just basically bang sixes left, right and centre. Shane Watson, not for me, 5-1. Travis Head, if he plays, 5-1 might be some value. Kedar Yadav, the young Indian, 6-1, but I wouldn't go any lower than that. And I think De Villiers and Gale, if you're going to go away from Kohli, it's the leading light. The three players that are heading this market are the play. Kohli 9-4, De Villiers 3-1, Gale 3-1. For Sunrisers, I think it's a little bit more cut and dry. Warner 2-1 has top scored, I think, in 7 of the last 10 Sunrisers games. He's 2-1. If you play 2-1 shot in 10 times and it comes up 7 times, you are very, very happy. So Warner for me would be the pick there. Shikhar Dhawan's showing signs of coming back into form. The Indian opener 3-1 for him. And Kane Williamson came in back at number 3 the other day, and he did top score 7-2. And Moises Henriquez, the Australian, at 9-2. Worthy consideration as well there. But the sensible stats-based play here is David Warner. 2-1 for him any day of the week on the Sunrisers batting. If we look further down the bowlers, we've mentioned Bhuvneshwar Kumar for Sunrisers. His only real threat in that market is Rashid Khan, the Afghan leggy. He's 11-4 as against Kumar's 5-2 to be the leading Sunrisers bowler. Khan has played really well in this. Afghanistan are just an emerging nation in cricket, and Rashid Khan is their leading light. 11-4 for him, Kumar 5-2. You could play both of those all in every Sunrisers game. Play a quid on each one, and you're going to come out on top, because more often than not, one of those two is going to land for you. For Bangalore, it's a tougher task, this, because Badri, he's bowled really well at times and not so well at others. 100-30 for him. Tymal Mills, we mentioned, was one of the headline markets here. 100-30 for him just to be the RCB leading bowler. Bowls with serious pace, but the Indian pitches don't necessarily suit that. And the quicker it comes down sometimes, the quicker it goes. So Mills struggling a little bit, I think, for his price tag in this market, because he went for £1.2 million into this IPL. 100-30 for him. So this isn't rocket science. The favourite in this market is Yuzvendra Chahal, and he's been their leading wicket taker, I think, in about 3 of the last 4 games. He's 3-1, so that has to be the play here. So just to round up on the batting and bowling here, I'd take Kumar at 5-2 for Sunrisers, possibly a little bit on Rashid Khan. Yuzvendra Chahal for Bangalore at 3-1. David Warner has to be the play for Sunrisers at 2-1, and Virat Kohli would be the sensible shot at 9-4, but I'm not sensible. I'm going to go David de Villiers at 3-1 because I just love the South African.
A century to be scored in this match, 6-1.
Yeah, and we've seen a few in this competition, and as I say, it's a batting track. You've got a number of candidates there at the top of the order who are capable. So I've seen worse. I've definitely seen worse, Seb. 6-1 on a century. We'll take that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.